This is a Five Drive catch-up.
I recently got turned on to the story of Ryan Jacobs, or Ryan the Adventurer, as his website, ryantheadventurer.co.za, will tell you. Ryan is somebody who, for a long time, has lived an adventurous life, lived a life on the edge, lived a life in dangerous situations. And he continues on that journey now by attempting to row across the Atlantic solo. He's also going to be the first black African or otherwise African person of color to row across the Atlantic solo too. And that's a big part of what he believes is really important to his own story and his own journey. He believes representation matters. And so we want to speak to him about that on the show, as well as everything that's led him up to this point in his journey that he's at. You can catch him tonight on The Insider S3, but you can also catch him right now on 5FM. So, Ryan Jacobs, welcome to the show. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, I'm very good in yourself, Nick. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and it's a pleasure to talk to you too. You know, I always say this, but whenever there are people that go beyond the normal and push forward, in whether it's physically or emotionally or spiritually, yeah, mentally, whatever, we're interested in that kind of thing on the show. And I know that this is something you've been doing for a long time. And I wanted to jump in and start off by talking about your war photography and the stuff that you did when you were there, because you happened to end up in among some of the most devastating conflicts that the planet has seen in recent years. You know, Libya, Syria, to mention a few. And I know that you go through so much when you experience something like that, but I imagine that it's not what you thought it was going to be, and that's kind of what I'm interested in. Can you tell me what led up to going and what actually did you experience when you were there?
I think my entire life, I was always, you know, taught about these adventures. And when I was a kid, my mother would read me those usual bedtime stories. And then my grandfather would take over and he would read encyclopedias and history books. And a lot of those stories were war stories. You know, he was part of that generation. And I would see these pictures, and I thought to myself, you know, I want to see that. I want to experience it. I want to experience history being made. And that was my goal. I had two goals as a young man, I guess, as a young person. I wanted to be a fighter pilot, one, but my math is terrible. Or I wanted to be a photojournalist. And so I was 25, and I woke up very bubble-ass one day, and I put the TV on, and the Arab Spring was happening. In Tahrir Square in Cairo, right. And I thought, you know, not many opportunities come like this, you know, very often. And so I packed my gear and I went. I went to Egypt. I was too late for the Egyptian revolution. And I went to Libya after that. And on one hand, it was a great experience realizing my dreams. It was great to succeed, because I envisioned it, I imagined it, and I made it happen. What followed for the next couple of years, I wouldn't say for the world, you know, the perspective you gain is, you know, it's second to none. But at the same time, it was a test. It was a test, and that test lasted me a long time. That took a while for me to... I'm not sure I'll ever be okay with the things that I saw. But it did lead me on the path to realizing that if I can realize one dream, I can realize every other dream.
What would you? I mean, it's because you get thrust onto a playing field where suddenly everything you know about reality is totally turned upside down. There's, you know, in any conflict situation, things are abnormal. But in Libya, I mean, being a part of the Arab Spring and the Syria too, I mean, for that matter, you know, just the nature of the warfare being so unpredictable and so incredibly unforgivingly violent, you know, and the those wars are well documented, and the Syrian conflict's well documented for known for, you know, children getting caught in the crossfire,
yeah,
and things that nobody, it feel like you're in another world on another planet. I mean, like literal hell in some instances, I'm sure.
I think, you know, in Libya was kind of interesting, because it was wide open desert when I was there. I was only there for a couple of weeks, and while I was there, I thought back to those books I read about Rommel or Montgomery or the Second World War, and the battle space was vast. It was huge, and there were some heady moments, and I saw some things, but it was, the thing about war, it's fun. Like, it is fun. And then I went to Syria, I was in Aleppo, and I've never been so scared in my entire life. Never. And, it's one thing to be out in the big open desert, but it's a completely different story when you're stuck in a city where you don't know who's around you. Sure. Many things can kill you. And I definitely felt out of my depth in Syria. Libya, it was, it was a learning curve. This is how I get my start. And, it got me a job at a newspaper, and it opened many doors for me. And it was full on adventure. And then as I got deeper into conflict photography, I realized that, perhaps I had been wrong. I lost friends. And I realized that it's not a matter of if I'll get hurt or if I get wounded or get my head cut off by some psychopath. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of when.
And coming back from that, there's a journey that follows where you want to get out and you want to see the world and you want to explore it on your own in a very interesting way. Now with this the solo mission that you're going to take across the Atlantic, you're also the first African person of color to do this. And I bring this up because this is something you bring up, and you bring it up, I believe, because you're saying that, you go to the shops, you go to the bookstore, and you go to the section on motivational stories about adventure, and you find yourself in a world where you just don't see many people that look the way that you do, and you go, well, there's a reason to change that.
I think representation and diversity is crucially important for robustness and success of any community trying to do anything. Sure. The more people see people like them, and this is black, white, blue, no matter your sex, it has a powerful effect on you, because if people like you can do those things, what else can you do as an individual? What else is possible? What else is out there? And I know what I'm capable of. I know I can do. That's one silver lining I took from my time as in conflict, is that I can withstand a lot. I can take a lot, and I can go that little bit further, or I can go a lot further. And it's definitely influenced me into, like you were saying earlier, is that if you're going to dream big. If it doesn't scare you, what's the point? And it's one thing to say, oh, representation is important, but I don't like talking. Like, I'm going to go out and do. So I just have to do it.
And
I want to be so big you can't ignore it.
And talk to me, about the do. Let us know when this is happening, and also let us know, Ryan, how we can get along for the journey, how we can be a part of this.
So, later this year, December probably, I intend to depart from Cape Town and row across the Atlantic to Barbados in the Caribbean, which is a distance of 5,300 nautical miles, roughly. The current distance record is 5,050 nautical miles, and that was from Namibia to Venezuela by a Turkish guy called Eren Uruç. Mm. And I think it would be cool to beat his record. It's an angle, but if you're going to go, if I'm going to do it, I might as well. Should take maybe 4 months or longer. It's going to be quite possibly the worst experience of my life, but I think it'll be fun.
Well, we're backing you. And by the way, for anyone wondering, the name of the vessel taking him across is Dala, from the expression Dala, what you must, meaning basically just to say that whatever it's going to take, you're going to dig deep enough.
Exactly.
And you're going to get your way through. Ryan Jacobs, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck. I'm sure we'll chat again before you go.
Thank you so much, Nick.
We'll put this up on the website, 5fm.co.za. Ryan Jacobs, about to make his way solo across the Atlantic. Incredible.
This is a 5 Drive catch-up.